grass better?
Yeah, it's finer grade grass and it's tender.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you the truth about it, as a rule, the fast cutting is a coarser, and of course I do say this, as some folks will fertilize it after you cut the first cutting, but he's got so high they quit it. It's more value in it the first cutting because that fertilizer, but a man can't pay $160 a ton for fertilizer and sell it for around $60 or $65 a ton and bale it.
Yeah.
And then haul it, you can do it. Yeah. It's like a price of cattle, it'll break it. So the last couple of years, folks haven't fertilized that coaster like they used to, because I've had folks tell me they can't do it. Says, I can't pay no $120 a ton of labor to get out there to spread that stuff. I know it. Same way about going the cattle up and selling 14, 18, 12 cents a pound while you...
Yeah. I mean, that's not even counting your labor.
Oh, no. Worry. Good Lord. It's working, having the cattle.
Okay. When, when you cut, like, corn or something, what do you pile them up into something?
Your corn?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have cut it, we call shocking.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Stand it up, make a big shock.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That dried out?
Oh, yeah, dried out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How many shocks? I mean, then what do you do after you put them in the shock?
Well, most of the time we'd haul it in and put it in the barn and just feed it off the stove.
Yeah.
Of course, later years they got to where they had a man that come by and bale it, mash it up, had a machine to just bale it up and pack it up, just like you would hay.
Yeah.
But some mostly they shocked it and hauled it and put it in the barn, stand it up out there in it around the barn, you know, inside.
Yeah.
And give them a turn, go out there and get that little nub in or the shuck. If we pulled the corn off or roast the nails, but that's that left the stalk and the shuck most of the time.
Did you ever put in those baskets? What do you, it's like a measuring basket? Or so many of those to an acre or something? Like if you're measuring how good your crops are?
Oh, yeah, he's estimated, yeah.
By how many of those baskets do you get?
Well, in other words, a shuck cobbing in all full of dry corn, that'd be 85 pounds. Take that much shuck cobbing all to make a bushel of shell corn, with shell corn is 56 pounds to a bushel.
Mm-hmm.
And then too, we had the wagon, we had counted the baskets and we'd estimate getting off an acre there, 40, 50 bushels to the acre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you do with oats to separate, you know, the seeds from the
stalk and shaft?
Mm-hmm.
Thrash it out. Like a thrashing machine.
Uh-huh.
Throw them in the thrasher there by jingles and that thing revolves like that and just beat them, you can hear them falling.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, and over here it's got a spot by 6 inches in diameter, and that thing just pulling those out there and had a fellow out there sacking them. And you can get oats, as we said a while ago, volunteer stuff. We've had left them in the field